He was the most insane weapon maker in cinematic history. Using the mythical Poseidon's cold iron, he forged a trident for King Atlan that could shake the entire ocean. With the godly power hidden inside the trident, the king conquered every force that stood in his way and built a powerful empire of his own. While other nations still believed the earth was flat, he had already led Atlantis into a golden age of advanced civilization. But just when the kingdom was at its peak, its rulers grew restless. Driven by greed, King Atlan made a reckless move. He tried to extract the divine energy inside the trident. That act angered the gods. They unleashed divine punishment. An electromagnetic storm wiped out all their advanced tech. The ground cracked open, and massive waves swallowed the kingdom whole. Atlantis sank beneath the ocean in an instant. Luckily, the trident's power shielded the people. They weren't wiped out. Instead, they evolved. Some transformed into a noble race with human faces and fish-like bodies, while others became twisted, monstrous creatures lost in the deep sea. As for the king, racked with guilt, he chose exile, living out the rest of his days in darkness and silence. But then came Arthur. Following the clues, he found the king's tomb lost to time. After defeating the guardian Carathan, he finally earned the trident's recognition. And the moment he pulled it free, a surge of divine power flooded his body, unleashing strength that rivaled the gods themselves. His mind connected with every sea creature across the oceans. No doubt about it, Arthur had become the true ruler of the sea. Meanwhile, his brother Orm led a massive army to invade the Saltwater Kingdom. If he conquered it, he'd unite the seven kingdoms beneath the sea and wage war against the humans on land. Arthur dove into battle, fighting through enemy lines. With Carathan's help, he crushed Orm's forces. But just as Orm, riding a sea dragon, lunged to devour Arthur, he raised the trident in defense, and together, they burst through the surface of the ocean. At that moment, leaders from every army surfaced, each one eager to witness the legendary battle for the throne.